Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today. And Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things? At the house and the farm.
Well, I got a call from Rich Sheban this morning. And, you know, it's funny. Most people's phone caller ID represents pretty much who they are. Rich's has been wrong. It's not even close for 13 years, 10 to 13 years that I know of. Well, probably at least 10. And he's been fighting with the phone company to get them to fix it. And because when the phone rings and Rich calls, it looks like, you know, it could be somebody selling screen doors or something like that. Nobody wants to talk to anybody like that. So when he tries to make calls, it's a problem for him because the caller information is not correct on caller ID, you know, from the originating call. And he said he talked to the highest level within the phone company there, and they said they can't fix it. So it's really frustrating. But he had one question for me today, and that is, should he come back? Are we doing any good? That's what he wanted to know. Are we doing any good? So Kathy, he may show up, sometime for about 5 minutes or so during your class. So I just want to let you know. So Kathy, do you think we're doing any good?
I think so. I think so, Vince. I think that the fact that we are trying to teach people our experiences, all of us, our different life experiences, and basically from our successes and failures.
Yeah, the things that aren't taught in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mentioned something to him today, this morning, and we're talking about that's just the myriad of problems. There's so many things are going wrong everywhere. And I mentioned to him that I told him a story about the couple of generators I bought, the General Electric made by Briggs & Stratton and the Generac. And I said, Rich, here's what I found out. That working on these and taking them apart and really looking at them carefully, there are people who buy these things and have no idea how they have these Achilles heels built into them, and the failure points, like a foam rubber gasket that's maybe 2 inches thick, that directs the air into the engine for cooling. That if that fails, and 100% of them do, because it's foam rubber and it can't take the heat, it's just a poor choice. It's the wrong choice. For a gasket for directing air into the main compartment of the whole house generator. Well, when that fails, the generator overheats because the engine temperature is contained in a box and it's using its own heat to cool itself. And it's a self-defeating scenario. So the engine's going to overheat and this thing is going to self-destruct. There's no question about it. I spent a couple days trying to figure out a way of retrofitting something to make it work the way it should, a better solution than what the Briggs & Stratton engineers had. And I came up with one. And I made it, and I'm going to install it today. But the point is, people are depending on these systems. They have no idea how they work. They have no idea how much fuel they use. They have no idea how to change the oil. They call a guy, And the guy comes out and changes the oil and says, yeah, you need new battery and need new air filter. And so they're dependent on this guy that they don't know. They're dependent on equipment they don't know nothing about. And they think that it's going to save their lives. And it's the same equipment that's used in keeping telephone networks up, you know, the local central office of telephone companies. People believe that this equipment is, you know, going to run for a long time. And the answer is it is not, in my opinion. So here we are, precariously perched, and people have no idea how seriously we depend on equipment that has Chinese content, that the service guys don't know how to service. People don't care. Kathy, our son has this little part-time job, and we had a miserable experience at Home Depot. He needed to buy a tool. And the tool is $300. It's a, I can't believe it works, but it does. It's made by Milwaukee. It's a half inch, I'm sorry, it's an impact gun that has torque to bust the toughest nuts and bolts. I'm talking about huge nuts and bolts like on backhoes and heavy equipment that have been rusted in place for 40 years. We take a 3/4 inch breaker bar and a great big socket, and we put a 6-foot pipe on it and break the breaker bar, you know, using an acetylene torch and use PB Blaster and work on it and spray it for days and can't get the nut off and, you know, to change the broken hydraulic cylinders. Got this impact gun, 2 seconds, bang, it zips it off. But he wanted to make sure it worked, so the company that would sell it to him, that would let him take it back if he wasn't satisfied, was Home Depot. Napa sells them, but, you know, it's hard to return something to Napa. It's hard to return to other places, but Home Depot would take it back if he wasn't satisfied. So he decided to buy it there. And he went to the store. They had internet, said they had 6 in stock. Nobody could find them. Nobody could find them. So he came home, and then he went back the next day. And then they had, if you apply for a credit card, you could get $50 off, you know, $50 credit, if you will. And so that was good, bring the tool down to $250 instead of $300. So he applied online many times and said, you know, we'll get back to you in a couple of weeks. So I went to the store, and they called the store manager. The store manager said he knew where he could find these things because they have a special place where they put items that they have no place for. So they have a place for items that they have no place for. But he knew where that was. So the store manager found it, and it was waiting at the customer service desk. And so our son applied right there with the store manager's help, and they could not get the $50 credit. About an hour later, it literally took two guys an hour to try to make this sale happen. And it was just a miserable, frustrating experience. I mean, everybody was pleasant, but it was miserable. The systems at Home Depot appeared broken to me and to our son. And so the store said, I'll just give you the $50 off. This is just ridiculous. So they gave him a $50 discount, which was nice. And so we used the tool, and it works. And our son decided that he's going to go to work, you know, next time. He has a one-day-a-week part-time job at a competitor of Home Depot. And he's only one day a week, and the general manager loves him, of this store where he has this little part-time job. And he's going to tell this general manager, and you know, when the general manager comes over and says, hey, how's it going? Puts his arm around our son, and he's going to say, you know, we have to quit. And I know what the general manager is going to do. He's going to say, why? And our son's going to say, well, because I was at Home Depot, and I don't have to wash my smock, you know, my apron. I can leave it dirty, so I don't have to, you know, be bothered with, you know, looking neat and clean. I don't have to shave, because you don't have to shave over there. And I don't have to wear a shirt with a collar, and I can grow my hair long, because I don't have to worry about getting haircuts. And I don't have to worry about washing my clothes, and I don't have to know where anything is. I can just, when customers say, do you know where such and such is? I can say, I have no idea. And he said, he's going to say, I can do 1/4 of the work, tell people I don't know, and still get paid. Now, of course he's kidding about all this, right? But the point is, that literally is where we are, Kathy. That's where we are.
Yeah, you're right, Vince. And it's through society. It's the grocery store. It's the restaurant. It's the retail. It's everything.
And the store managers don't know what to do. They really don't. And this particular store, where he spends some time, is great. I love it because, you know, he's a farmer and he doesn't get a chance to meet a lot of people. And so this gives him a chance to see what society is like. And he's never had a real job, you know, other than, you know, working at a veterinarian's office where he was an intern, or construction at the college campus where he was part of a construction crew as a student and operating heavy equipment. So this is perfect for him because, you know, he gets a chance to meet people his age and interact with them. And what's really happening, it's interesting, that he didn't say, hey, y'all need tires, y'all come over to me, I'll help you. He didn't say anything about that. And somehow somebody found out that he has a tire shop, and now they're buying tires from him, and they want their vehicles fixed by him, and because they're not satisfied with where they're buying tires and the people who are fixing their vehicles. So it's really kind of neat. Now, he's not advertising any of this. You know, his truck doesn't say, you know, the name of his company. Then he just goes to work just like, you know, everybody else does. They just clean cut and they appreciate it. But Kathy, you're absolutely right. We are totally falling down. And I don't see any fix in sight because we have people who are so greedy in the government and in education, in every walk of life, that they don't care about anybody else. They just flat out don't care. I was working on one of these generators, and you know, I was under the hood, and I'm looking at the air filter. It's got a brand new air filter, but there's crud, I mean lots of crud, inside the air filter housing. So the guy changed the air filter, but he didn't clean out the, you know, the squirrel's nuts and fibers and the nest. He just left all that. So can he say to the customer, I changed your oil, put a new oil filter on? Yep, he absolutely can. Can he say that I drained all the oil out? I don't think so. Can he say that I pre-filled the oil filter with engine oil before I started up to save the wear and tear on your generator? Probably not. Can he say that I cleaned? He can say I changed your air filter. And he absolutely did. There's a new one in there. But he didn't do the rest of the job. You know, it's like, I guess maybe it's like having a dirty, filthy kitchen table, but wiping off the placemat. It's like that. I can't believe it. People just don't seem to do their job right. And that's what Rich talks about all the time. People don't do their job.
Well, Vincent, it's getting frustrating because the cost of everything, you know, is going up so high. And, you know, you sent me an article about the stores closing. And my feeling on my initial reaction when I read the article was, I think that the stores are closing. I think there's probably multiple reasons for it. But one is the cost of things are high, and people are not, they don't have any extra income. I mean, just like, well, I'm just going to buy this extra thing that I don't really need. I think there's some, but there's a lot of people that aren't doing that anymore. And I think that we have let crime, I mean, you have like organized crime, literally, they're going in groups and just walking out, and nobody will do anything to these people because I'm sure they're afraid to be sued. And, you know, there's more reasons, Benson. I will talk about that when we get back.
Yeah. And like the border. We're not protecting the border. Oh, we can have the border fixed in a week. And I'll tell you how when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's as simple as this, class. You want to stop the illegal invasion. Along the border, we just set up some rifle ranges. You know, I'm talking about like 30-06, 308, and cartridges that go, you know, more than a mile. And then you set these up all along the border. And you train people, and so the police use them for, you know, their high-powered rifle training and machine gun training and Uzi training. And so you have a whole bunch of them. Especially, and you start where the crossings are the greatest. You just set them up, and you put up a sign that say impact range, and then you have a dumpster, you know, at each one of these, and you have an image of a dead body, and you put in multiple languages that this is where the bodies go. You know, don't go in there. Don't go be digging in this dumpster because it's a biological hazard of the decomposing flesh. So you invite the military and you say, you know, you want to have your tank practice and your grenade practice and your howitzer practice and your mortar practice. You know, it's along the border. That's it. And you use it 24 hours a day. And you put up these signs to say, if you cross here, if you're stupid enough to do it, it's okay. We have a dumpster waiting for you. Simple as that. Kathy, the stores that are closing, Burger King. Burger King is Burger King. Now, back when I used to eat fast food, and it's quite a long time ago, a decade or two ago, Burger King seemed to have the best burger. They're closing 400 stores across America. Burger King.
Yeah.
It's just one, right? So yeah. Where are they? Well, in Florida, Nebraska, New York. CVS is going to close hundreds of stores. CVS. Walgreens is going to close 150 locations across the U.S. Foot Locker is going to close more than 400 of its stores. Bed Bath & Beyond. I see the phone's ringing. I don't see if Jason has gotten it. I'll bet you this is Rich. Let's find out. Hi, I'm Vin Finelli. You're on USA Prepares. Hey. Are you there? I don't hear anybody. Okay. Let's try it again. Hi, you're on USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli. Anybody home? Nope. Okay. I hung up on the call. Maybe whoever it was will call back. Kathy, we're talking about an enormous amount of stores that, you know, we used to think that they'd be here forever, right?
Yeah. And you know, Vince, reading the article, I did kind of go clicked on some of the other highlighted, parts. And the one they asked, I think it was Walmart, they asked the pharmacist to take a pay cut. They reduced their hours 2 hours by 2 hours because I think they said they had 16,000. So pharmacists make a pretty decent income. But that was, I'm sure that just keeping the stores open and you have the additional hours. And, Vince, I think a lot of it's the price, too. Like, and this was one example. Now, this isn't for all of them, but the one on the Burger King, there was a gas station. It was off of a rest stop. And for the Burger King meal, which was the drink and the french fries and the Whopper, it was $18. But that was just at a restaurant. I think it was Connecticut or something like that. It's not the regular meal. I think it's cheaper. I think it's 9 or 10 at other places. But even so, think about taking you and your kids out to fast food.
And better bring a $100 bill. For the three or four of you. Yeah, and those are burgers that were 30 and 40 cents when I was a child at Burger King. And no kidding. McDonald's, 10 cents for a burger, 12 cents for french fries.
Pricing is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Defense officials say the United States conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Dave Collins has more.
President Biden ordered the strike in response to the drone and rocket attacks on the U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria that have left dozens injured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel in the region.
A diabetes drug from Eli Lilly is getting approved by the FDA to be used as a weight loss drug.
The drug is called Mounjaro for diabetes and will now be called Zepbound when used for weight loss. Zepbound was shown in trials to yield over 20% average weight loss on higher doses over a 72-week period. That would make it the most effective weight loss drug on the market. The FDA approved the drug for those with obesity. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy's in Ohio. And so if you're wondering why things cost so much, the government gets involved and they say, and this is state and federal governments, they say, we're going to create a minimum wage and you're all going to abide by it. So in California, the minimum wage right now is $15.50 an hour. Washington, D.C., $16.50 an hour. Washington State, $15.74 an hour. Missouri, $12. Mississippi, $7.25. Connecticut, $14 an hour. So the lowest is in the United States is $7.25, some states. And the high number is like D.C., District of Criminals, $16.50 an hour. So the thing the thing that happens is the government says y'all are going to pay your employees more. And then the companies that have these employees have to raise their prices. So hash browns in Washington, D.C. are $2.99. A steak, egg, and cheese bagel is $9.19. Apple pie is $2.29. By the way, they used to be 29 cents when I was younger. Let's see. If you want one of those sausage egg McMuffins, which used to be like 49, 59, 69 cents, that's $3.49 at McDonald's. So McDonald's prices have gone up, and one of the reasons is the government is telling companies how much they have to pay their employees. The next thing that happens is the companies, oh boy, we're not going to be able to afford this. So they raise prices and the customers go away, and then the companies go out of business. So initially the little people say, this is great, we're getting a raise, they raise the minimum wage, this is wonderful, and then they find out their employer's gone. Rich is with us. Rich Sheehan, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. And well, you asked me to give a quick buzz in this morning, so I'm going to do that. And, you know, with Vince and I, we talk privately once in a while, and everybody knows I take a couple months off to get things in order, to get my garden up, my meat up, my firewood up, and things like that. Fall's a really busy time for us. Anyway, we were talking about, I'm not on the air 13 years because I like to hear myself. I'm not doing this for me, for my career. I'm doing this for my country. So I would rather be hated for telling the truth than trying to basically sell myself. And Vince and I were talking about one particular question because I was like, with all the corruption, is it even worth going back on the air? And basically I shared a stat with him, and it was my question because I really there's so much psyops, the distractions, the dumbing down, the divide and conquer strategies, where our standards and qualifications for a job is nothing. Basically, people are realizing that it offers plausible deniability to America last elites. It's not for the victim groups or the targets. It's for the consolidation of power, money, control for the elite. It's to basically take down everything. So the divide and conquer strategies are done to embarrass certain people, and their first instinct is to control them and make them defensive and emotional, which again lowers the bars of standards and qualifications for everybody doing the job. It's to destroy economy and prosperity. So for those of you who say I'm not into politics, you got to remember the elite are into you. They're into your control. And truth, facts, evidence, proof, common sense, logic, courage, it's all gone. Too many people think it's an ideology, but really, all these words have been exempt in the name of some benevolent, which is really phony, cause to help things like safety and security. And this is why we need to stand for principle. And you've heard me mention three short things many times over the last 13 years. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. What we're seeing is all these divide and conquer strategies and lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. Vince talks about it every day. Oh, this refrigerator broke. This generator doesn't work very long. This car. Because our products and services are almost eliminated. The bars of standards are so low. So what this does, folks, it takes away individual rights via groups. This is why everything's about the group, because they want to take away individualism, individual rights. So everything under the rule of law, rights, restitution, due process, protection, it's all gone. And it's all based on what group you're in. And we have to be aware of this because it affects the consequences of rigged elections. Mike Lindell on frankspeech.com talked about election monitoring and how all the elections are online just for a couple days ago, and he has an app to prove it. Look, collapsed. The bioweapon that killed 20 million people around the world and 120,000 children in America. The jobs based by what group you're in. The economic collapse. The mainstream media lies. The open borders. Terrorists. Drugs. Suicide. Everything woke is because of these psyops. So when we admit and allow no one to do their job, and we keep lowering the bars of standards and the qualifications for every job, everything's affected. Our oil reserves, our ammunition, our quality of service members. So going back to the initial question, are we doing any good in the alternative media? And that's what Vince and I were talking about this morning. And I said, look at the glass half full. The first bioweapon jab that they call the vaccine that came out, over 60% of Americans took at least one shot. Now, when this new booster came out for the next round, how many people took it? 3 to 4%. Now, was that done by the mainstream media, the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, the DOD, the DOJ, the FBI? No. The reason for that, people, is because of the alternative media. And one of the biggest problems that we have, while the elite are delegitimizing work to bring in universal basic income, and while they're making certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card, the protectionist group status card, while our qualifications and standards keep going down, and they create precedents, give us back no value because no job is earned anymore because you're getting it by your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. They are literally playing the people to react emotionally, to eliminate critical thinking. We have to be aware of the psyops. Because if nothing matters and anything goes, and we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, the psyops will continue, the qualifications will go down, along with basically any standard or expectation for a job. When no one's doing their job, and I'm not just talking judges, lawyers, politicians, and bankers. When no one's doing their job, that means you have no protection of the rule of law and no representation, and it's all over. And when you look at the math, the people who are coming into this country, illegal immigrants, if you continue to do nothing, there's a very good chance we will be under Sharia law. I want you to think about that, because those are the people who are coming in unvetted, along with a lot of military-age men, not just from Islam, but also from China. So be prepared for Sharia law. Be prepared to wear a burqa, because this is what happens when there's no more bars, standards, and qualifications and expectations for a job, because no one's doing it. And we're being taken over from within, and a kinetic war is about to start because we've brought in tens of millions of illegal immigrants, 95% military-age men. So be prepared for those of you who don't speak up and don't do anything about it. This is the world that we live in. I didn't call to bring in this bad news, but I did bring in some good news to show that the alternative media is making a big difference. We went from 60% from the clot shot, the bioweapon, to the second round being 3 to 4%. But what we need to do, people, we need to say, I was wrong. We need to say, we need to humble ourselves, show some humility. We need to say, I was wrong about the left-right paradigm. I was wrong about the bioweapon. I was wrong about, all this stuff. Because it's mostly a psyop to divide and conquer all of us. We have to be aware of it. We have to start speaking up because no one's doing their job. When you get a job based on your group, you don't earn it. That means there's no transfer of value. It's all done to create the universal basic income and the Great Reset. And once that happens, you done. Whatever they say is how you're going to have to live. Vince, I want to thank you for inviting me on the broadcast this morning. Kathy, thanks for letting me chime in. And we got to be aware of the psychological influences behind the scenes that we call psyops.
Rich, before you go, I have one question I'd like to ask Kathy about something that you have been saying. And Kathy, Rich has asked me over the genocide period, do I know people who have said, you know what, I got the shot, it was a really dumb thing, and you know, I've been sick from it, and I know people have died, and I shouldn't have done it, and what a dopey thing. People told me not to get it, but I got it anyway. Are they saying that, or are people kind of not admitting that their loved ones have been killed by this thing, by this injection that they were willing to take because they were pressured by people like Joe Biden and Bill Gates and the pharmaca mafia? We were lied to about the efficacy of it, and we were lied to about the dangers of it. And so the question is, Kathy, do you know people who flat out don't admit that they've been taken advantage of? They just don't want to humble themselves and say, I was hosed. I was lied to. Is that the case, or are people saying, I'm really angry?
Well, Rich, you always do a great job, and thank you for calling in. Yes, Vince, I do know. I know in both camps, I know people, and I can give thing more about it. But I know two people for sure said, I wish I never would have gotten it. And the rest of them have said that they wish that they just aren't admitting it, then.
That's what Rich has been saying.
Yeah, the saving face.
Always been Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Rich had been making with me on the air and privately on the telephone over the last several years is that people aren't admitting, most of them are not admitting that they made a mistake. They just don't want to have their ego bruised. So they're kind of saying, well, you know, he was old and she was old and they just died. And they're not admitting that their loved ones who were forced to take the jab were killed prematurely. They don't want to admit that. And I only know like a couple people who said, you know what, that darn thing, darn near killed me. I'll never do that again. But for the most part, people just, either they're too dumb to figure it out that they did it themselves by being injected with a bioweapon, or they just don't want to admit it. And Kathy, I think what you're saying is you're finding the same thing, right?
I am, Vince, and I'm telling you, I have never seen so many people with open heart surgeries. I was in a group of people. There was 10 people, and three of them in the last 2 years had to have open heart surgery, and two have had rare cancers. And I'm pretty sure, I know some of them for sure got the jab, but I'm pretty sure most of them did just because of their occupations, that you would have had to do it to continue working through 2020. And one was very young, like 39, with the cancer. But before all these open heart surgeries, I knew like one or two people. And it's just like, it's pervasive, but I don't think people want to admit it. It's a subject that I don't really bring up because it just is so, people are so upset if you bring it up. So, unless I know I could talk to somebody about it, unless they ask me, I don't say anything. If I get an inference that they might want my opinion, then I will. But otherwise, I don't say, you should have never gotten that, because they believe it. They think that it saved their life. Or the other thing is, well, you know, I would have gotten it a lot worse if I wouldn't have gotten it. Or I could have died if I didn't get it. So that's their belief system, Vince.
I have a real dear friend, and I said, you know, Dr. Shilley said it's a bioweapon. Don't do it. Other doctors say don't do it. And his friend said, yeah, okay. Don't do it. I'm not kidding. Don't do it. Okay.
Okay.
And then he did it. And then he got the next one. And I called him up and I said, so how are you? Well, I was pretty sick. Why'd you do it? Well, I didn't want to get COVID. And he got COVID. Mm-hmm. At least twice. Kathy, it's unbelievable. People have fallen for this, these lies that the media is in bed with the lies. It is Joseph Goebbels on steroids. The media and how can these relatively good looking people in the media, these talking heads, lie and lie and lie like that gal at the White House with the mop, the Raggedy Ann mop. She just lie. Her job is to lie and lie and lie. It's unbelievable. And why would the media even, why would the press even go to the White House and be lied to? I mean, is it, I guess maybe they get paid to show up by their employer. But why would they go? I mean, you'd have to be a fool not to understand that they're lying in everything they say. Kathy, I did something that I mentioned to you. We really like these half-gallon jars of jalapeno peppers. They're in brine, kind of like pickled jalapeno peppers. And the Chinese factory outlet sells them. And so our son buys them, you know, by the case. So... He loves them. And so one day I thought, you know what? It's down near the bottom of the jar, and there's a lot of brine left there, and I don't want to throw that away because I'm sure it's good. So I cut up, you know, I washed bell peppers. There's some red ones in the garden, some green ones, and I washed you know, some hot peppers, some jalapenos, and some Long John peppers. Cut them up, you know, into small pieces, and like the size of the jalapeno slices that were in there. Absolutely fabulous. Now I don't know how long they'll, you know, they stay good, but I've eaten a whole jar of them, and they are fabulous. Absolutely, I just mixed them all up, cut them up, put them in there. And the real hot ones get a little more mild, and the bell peppers get hotter. And, you know, just by being in this mix with their neighbors in the same jar, and it worked great. So if you have any comments, I'd love to hear them when we come back. Kathy's with us, Domestic Engineering Today. And one other thing, coffee filters. If you use the reusable ones, that's great. You know, the gold tone. But if you want to filter out the cholesterol, you need to use a paper filter. And filters out the cholesterol. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.